Francisco Jorge and Shalene and Michael Nightingale. Are they still in mediation or what? Did you finish the mediation? And you're Mr. Jorge? Okay, you go ahead and have a seat there, sir. The Nightingales are over here. Deputy, why don't you go ahead and get that. Mr. and Ms. Nightingale, you both apparently have seen what's contained in the notebook?
Yes, correct.
Okay. All right, Mr. Jorge, why don't you tell me why you're suing the Nightingale? Is this the original loan document?
Yes, sir.
Promise to pay back on the due date the amount of $6,500, and the due date is March 31st, 2009. Mr. and Ms. Nightingale, did you pay this back? Well, first of all, did you?
No, ma'am.
All right, but you did receive the $6,000.
That's correct.
You haven't paid it back, so I'm not quite sure why there. I don't understand why you couldn't reach an agreement. If you owe the money, you owe the money. What's the possible defense to it?
We were not the ones that didn't come into an agreement with the mediation, but actually we communicated with him over the years, and I have an email right here where he states, based on what we had gone through, that we could start paying him in January of 2009, and he refused to look at this in the mediation room. I also have one where dated September 1st, 2009, where he states, I wish I were wealthy so that I could just forgive his debt and give you guys the next money. In addition, my husband did make some payments. He refused the last payment. And I have an email here, too, where he says he'll refuse all payments.
Well, how much money have you paid in total?
We've got, he has listed a total of 300, and I sent him another check that wasn't even cash.
Well, so then that $300 is still in your account, right?
No.
Wait a minute.
$300, he didn't cash the one.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The one check that he did not cash would still be in your account.
Correct.
So you've paid $300.
Correct.
Okay. Mr. Jorge, do you agree to that, sir? That they. Well, it's at least a small claims action is fairly straightforward. You both agree you have a contract to pay back the money on March 31st. Everybody agrees it wasn't paid back. It's just a matter of how much money is owed. You said they paid $300 and you've accepted $300 and you didn't accept another $300. So,
Your Honor, we
didn't
refuse anything. I don't know what his register letters meant, but we didn't refuse anything. We accepted the service.
There were three letters addressed to Mr. Nightingale at 1932 Simsbury Street. I don't know what it's called, Palmdale. Is that where the two of you live?
Yes, we do live there, but we've never received that mailbox.
Okay. Well, they were all certified mail, so you would have. Whose writing is this, sir, that says refused on it? you would have received a notice that you had to sign for it. And that's not yours? Okay, well, anyway, it's not really relevant to anything. Whereas, again, the question here in this case is simply, do you owe the money? Yes, you do. All right, judgment will be for the plaintiff in the amount of $6,200. Well, you agreed to repay $6,500 apparently for the interest. So that's what you agreed to repay. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So $6,500 is what was owed. You've paid $300, so $6,200. And the plaintiff's entitled to the court costs. So plaintiff's awarded those costs, which I believe are, looks like $165. So it's a total of $6,365. Now, Mr. Jorge, when they send checks, there's nothing that prevents you from accepting the checks.
I mean, they've... My reason for not accepting the checks is that it would be a continuation of the same situation. I don't even recall the amount of the check, but it seemed to me that the reason they made the payment was because they had already received notification they were going to small claims. I did not want to keep playing the game.
Okay. Again, that's not necessarily that relevant. What I'm telling you is that now you have a judgment that's in your favor, and it's your obligation to enforce it, and it's going to be a question of whether you simply agree to accept payments or if you're going to take other actions to try to collect the entire amount. So if you want, you can make an agreement with them to accept monthly payments now, or you can just accept the judgment and enforce it in whatever way that you want to.
I would accept the
judgment. Okay. All right, then I'm going to return your notebook to you, sir. Mr. and Ms. Nightingale, the judgment now has been entered, and they both received, of course, a copy of that, and then he'll have other means in which he'll attempt to enforce that. Okay. All right, thank you. Okay, Joseph Fuentes.